I'm back to the what triggered the thought of John Trudell having to leave activists behind. Because when I used the word progressive economist for Manfred Max Neef, it brought up what John Trudell said, which is that as long as we are standing in one of those officially approved boxes like economist, you got your collar on, dude. You're not any of those things. You are a human being, first, last, and always. That's why I hate that word worker. And once you start to wake up, you'll start to feel that irritation every time. Even good folk, they use that word and it's like, what? What? Why? Why? Sit with some two-year-olds for a while, a long while, and feel their power and let them teach you instead of you thinking you have to teach them. I heard some man yesterday wondering where his childhood went. And you could feel this sort of sense of nostalgia. See, the con starts there. Because when he says he wonders where his childhood went, he means he wonders where his soul went. Because there's absolutely nothing in reality that stops you when you are sitting with those two-year-olds to be just like them. Roll around in the sand like them, you know? Run around and enjoy the sun and sing and dance and look at the earth and watch the trees and be open. There's nothing stopping us but, as John Trudell said, our beliefs, the ones that we've been given in order to maintain the class system. That system which is destroying our earth. So on that September 15th show, we noted that Manfred Max Neef is one of a group of 60 or so folks planning what he says is, quote unquote, a new economic paradigm and a paradigm for the world. And the next day I did a little digging to find out more of what these 60 folks are planning. And I've been posting online articles I found, one of which says that Ban Ki-moon, Secretary General of the United Nations, urged the royal government of Bhutan, this was in April 2012, to take their gross national happiness indicator to a new level. He gave the government the task of creating a new development paradigm that, whether adopted into policy or not, I'm reading from the article, will mark for future generations a point in history when populations across the globe started rethinking the role of government, unquote. So there we see the importance of codification. We brought this up last week. It matters that it is in the Declaration of Independence that we have the right to pursue happiness. Just as they're putting this out there as a formality in order to eclipse Occupy, in order to eclipse the Egyptian Revolution, they're going to be able to say that in 2013, they, power, took the lead, provided the leadership to rethink the global economic paradigm. There it is on the record. After which our understanding of Occupy will have been cleansed from our minds. And I'm saying our in a long sense as we the people. After they've rewritten all the history books to change our understanding of that initial Egyptian revolution and, if their hopes pan out, prevent any accurate understanding of the second one that just happened, 2013. So this is a big deal. This is a big deal that they are trying to seize the meaning of happiness. It's a big, big deal. We don't have a lot of time. I'm really believing this. my generation, John Trudell's generation, it takes time to figure this mess out. After which they bury the folks who did their thoughts. Thoughts are powerful, so they bury those thoughts. That's why I'm trying to flag Karl Popper. Nobody told me about him. I had to wait till some gray hairs were appearing before I found him. He should be taught in high schools everywhere today. I'm not saying that he was the be-all and end-all of what we need to know. No. I'm saying that what he is saying is still relevant because we haven't dealt with the totalitarian vision of power, which is what the class system embodies. So Ban Ki-moon, and I think we can assume that someone put a little bug in his ear, said, you know, dude, hey, we can use that. Hey, get that guy going, right? Plus he's a king. It's just so fitting, isn't it? Noblesse oblige. The future was brought to us by royalty. Just because they're so magnificently royal and far-seeing. But by the time our children and grandchildren, if we don't end this mess, by the time they read the history books, all of that unfortunate stuff about the oceans dying, you know, will be rewritten and they'll be the saviors.